It has been a while since we were here in a service, and we got to be here for, now I don't know what you call her around here, but I call her Aunt Diane. What do y'all call her? Mama Crosswhite. We got to be here for her birthday celebration a couple of months ago. But it's been quite a while since we've been in a service. Thank you, Brother and Sister Crosswhite. Your kindness, and we do not take it lightly when we receive an invitation. And this church family, so many familiar faces, and also some new faces. So thank the Lord for that. And I probably will make some more introductory remarks tonight. But I do want to say thank you. Thank you for our friendship and kinship over the years. Praise the Lord. Well, got up this morning and my voice was a little hoarse and raspy. And I was singing something. And my sweet wife of 44 years. Now, she's not 44 years old. She's been my wife for 44 years. Just in case you were wondering. But she knew, knowing I was going to be preaching today, I was singing, and she said, why don't you save your voice and my ears? So I'm not going to try to sing today. But it's so good to be here with you. We love the Crosswhite family, and this church family is very special. Amen. Matthew 27 and 38. One verse. Matthew 27 and 38. 27 y 38. Translate that. I'm joking. You're doing a great job. Isn't this great? Amen. Feel like I'm back on a mission field. We are a mission field. Mission knack. Praise the Lord. Matthew 27 and 38. Would you read aloud with me? Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand, and another on the left. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We ask you to help us right now, Lord. It's not about me. It's not about what I have to say. It's what you have to say. So speak to our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. How many of you believe there's a thief in this world today?
Yes.
Jesus said, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
El ladrón vino a robar, destruir y matar.
But I am come,
pero yo he venido,
that they might have life
para traer vida,
and have it more abundantly.
Y vida en abundancia.
Thank God for that.
Y gracias a Dios por eso.
Now, have you ever had something stolen from you before?
¿Le han robado a alguien alguna vez?
Anybody? Yeah. Years ago, Aunt Diane, when we were living in Arneville, South Louisiana,
vivimos en Louisiana,
we were home one night.
Estábamos en nuestra casa.
We heard a noise out in the carport area.
Y oímos un ruido.
Sound like a car starting up.
Y sonaba como si un vehículo empezara a
andar. One of the kids ran and looked through the window.
Y uno de los niños fue a mirar por la ventana.
The car's gone.
Y el auto se fue.
Somebody left the keys in the car.
Alguien dejó las llaves en el auto.
And somebody helped themselves to it.
Y alguien se aprovechó y lo sacó.
Stole the car.
Y se robó el auto.
Fortunately, we got it back a few days later. But there's something about a thief that sneaks in unexpectedly and takes something that doesn't really belong to him or her. A few years ago, we were in Suriname, in South America. And we were living in an apartment. Brother Zach and Sister Mahala have been there. And we so enjoyed their visit. And remember those doors that opened up from the living room to the back porch? There was a big back porch there. A backyard. We were on the end of a street. There wasn't a lot of through traffic. And many times in the day we would leave those back doors open. Because the bedrooms had air conditioning, but not the living room kitchen part of the house. I was in one of the bedrooms where I had my office set up. Because that's where the air conditioner was. My wife was in the other part of the house. I heard a scream. Now, my wife is not one of those that screams about every little bug or every little gecko crawling up the wall. So when she screamed, immediately it flashed through my mind, somebody has come through that back door and grabbed her or something. I ran around a corner into the living room area, and there she was. Are you ready for this? Something had come in uninvited. She said, "It's under there." And pointed toward the sofa. And I got a broom and chased out a sapacara, a big lizard about that long. And fortunately, it was just a lizard. But in my head, I immediately thought, somebody came in that door. But we all know what it's like maybe to have lost something that belonged to you. Maybe something unexpected. Something that snuck into your life and stole something from you. The Bible teaches us, as we read this morning, that Jesus was crucified between two thieves. One on the left hand and one on the right. Some time ago, I was listening to a recording of Sister Nona Freeman. I see a few heads nodding. Brother and Sister Freeman were longtime missionaries in the continent of Africa. And I was listening to the recording. She told of when she and Brother Freeman were younger and pastoring a church here in the United States. An older preacher came by their place. And he told them, "Don't be crucified between two thieves." And she thought, what is he trying to say? What does he mean by that? Said, "Don't be crucified between two thieves." Now we understand the context of the verse that I read today. And we do understand that our Lord was crucified literally between two thieves. But what he was talking about was this. I backed the recording up so I could type the words out the way she said it. But the brother told them, yesterday is a thief.
El ayer es un ladrón.
You can't bring back 1 second of it.
No puedes traer ningún segundo del ayer.
It's gone forever.
Se ha ido para siempre.
Put it under the blood.
Se fue a través de la sangre.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now I'm still quoting what she said, he said. If you made mistakes,
si has cometido errores,
learn a lesson from it,
aprende la lección de ello,
and forget about yesterday.
Olvídate del ayer.
Somebody say yesterday can be a thief.
Yes.
But he continued, tomorrow is also a thief.
Pero continúa diciendo que el mañana también es un ladrón.
If you fear it,
si le tienes miedo,
you dread it,
te abrumas,
you're afraid of it,
tienes miedo de aquello,
it will rob you of today.
Te va a robar el hoy.
So now we understand a little better what he meant.
Ahora entendemos un poco más de lo que hablaba.
When he said, don't be crucified between two thieves.
Dijo que no seas crucificado entre dos ladrones.
Does anybody beside me live in a real world today? Am I talking to real people?
Estoy hablando de la persona.
In a real world,
en un mundo real,
that deal with real life,
que tiene que lidiar con problemas reales,
and we are living in a fallen world,
vivimos en un mundo caído,
where there is sin,
donde hay pecado,
there is sickness,
donde hay enfermedad,
there are issues that we deal with,
hay problemas con los que lidiamos,
but through it all, there's a real God. Hallelujah. That has given us a plan,
que nos ha dado un plan
for the salvation of our souls,
para la salvación de nuestra alma,
and for the health of our minds and our bodies.
Y para la salud de nuestra, de
nuestro amen.
Mente y cuerpo.
Drew Galloway wrote an article that I have borrowed from today.
Drew Galloway escribió un artículo.
Let me share with you some of his thoughts.
Y déjeme compartirle sus pensamientos.
He said, our life is defined by three tenses. Past, present, future. Yet if we are not careful,
pero si no tenemos cuidado,
we will create tension in the tenses.
Vamos a crear tensión en estas.
By functioning in the wrong tense,
porque estaremos funcionando en la, en mala manera,
and miss what's happening in the present.
Y perdernos lo que está en el presente.
We were not meant to carry the load,
no estamos preparados para llevar
of past,
esto,
present, and future all at the same time.
No tenemos por qué llevar el pasado, el presente y el futuro al mismo tiempo.
I'm continuing with his thoughts. We cannot control the past.
Continuando con su pensamiento, no puedo controlar el pasado.
If we live in the past,
si vivimos en el pasado,
if we wrestle with regret,
si empezamos a pelear con el rechazo,
or on the other hand, if we live in the future,
si vivimos en el futuro,
we wrestle with worry.
Empezamos a pelear con la preocupación.
But if we can learn to live in the present,
pues aprendemos a vivir en el presente,
we experience peace.
Experimentamos
paz. Hallelujah. Do you believe it's God's will for us to have peace in our hearts and in our minds?
La paz en nuestro corazón, en nuestro
thank
corazón.
The Lord.
Gracias a Dios.
I ask again, am I talking to real people? Yeah, that we deal with a real world. He said we must not be crippled by things we cannot change. The past. We must not be paralyzed by things we cannot control. The future. We must live today. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I'm here to preach today the fact that it is God's will,
que es la voluntad de Dios,
amen, for us to live with peace in our hearts,
para vivir por
in our minds.
Nosotros, que vivamos con paz.
We all have mistakes of the past.
Todos tenemos errores en el pasado.
We all have sinned and come short.
Todos hemos pecado.
We've all done stupid things.
Todos hemos hecho cosas estúpidas.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, well, you're not supposed to say stupid. I didn't call anybody stupid. I said, we've all done stupid things. I still regret selling that Chevrolet Nova, my first car. I wish I still had it. And that's very minor. I've done some seriously stupid things in life. But thank God for the grace. Thank you, Brother Colton, for a great lesson today on the grace of God. Hallelujah. I cannot live in the past. Hallelujah. I've got to live today. And I don't want to let the thief steal today because of yesterday. Hallelujah. The past is gone. Someone said it's outside of your control. You are responsible for not allowing it to control your present. Hallelujah. Oh, anybody with me today? Sometimes those regrets come back. Those old sins that have been under the blood, our mind goes back to them and it hurts all over again. But in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Brother Colton, thank you for that lesson again. You said we not only have to know obey Acts 2:38, we've got to believe Acts 2:38. Hallelujah. And it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. What for? For the remission, for the forgiveness, for the washing away of the sins of the past. So in the name of Jesus, you take those mistakes of the past, and let's call them, sometimes they're just mistakes, other times they are sins. Amen. Take it and put it under the blood of Jesus. And when those thoughts come back again, just redirect your thinking. Amen. Say, yeah, but in the name of Jesus. That's under the blood. That's forgiven. Do we believe the Bible? If we do, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us all unrighteousness. Huh. In the name of Jesus. So if you're struggling with mistakes and sins of your past today, you got to get them under the blood of Jesus. And you do that by repenting of your sins and being baptized in Jesus' name. And if you've already done that, leave them there. Leave them under the blood. Now, I know how the human mind works because I have one. Sometimes it's sins of our own that torment us. Don't let that thief steal today. Sometimes it's sins of others. Been hurt. Seriously hurt. Maybe abused. Neglected. Mistreated. It goes on and on. And it wasn't because of your sin or your mistake, but somebody else's. That's also a thief that would try to steal from you today. Kathy Kahn wrote, refuse to build a shrine to the past hurts in your life.
Kathy Kahn se rehusó a construir un trono al pasado que le hiere.
But you don't know what they did to me.
Oiga, pero usted no sabe lo que me
hicieron. I don't.
No, la verdad que no sé.
But God does.
Pero Dios sabe.
I'll ask again, am I talking to real people in a real world? Yeah, we're all here, right? Someone may have hurt you, may have sinned against you, abused you, but do not let that identify who you are. Don't let that become a part of your identity. Because Jesus can take us from being victims to becoming victors. Brother Diego, thank you. You're doing a great job. Amen. And I do speak Spanish, so.
Oh, really?
No. I understand Spanish. So he's doing a good job.
Thank you.
I don't speak it so well, but I understand pretty good. Amen. And he's doing good. Don't let your past hurts identify you. Just like your past sins have to be placed under the blood of Jesus, you've got to let the sins of others that hurt you be under the blood of Jesus. You may say, but they didn't ask for forgiveness. That's not the point. Amen. You forgive anyway. Say, but it still hurts. Well, that may be true. But forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is not a feeling. It is an act of your will. Amen. And when you think of that past hurt, it may hurt all over again. But you just have to turn it over to Jesus and say, Lord, I forgive them the same way you've forgiven me. And when those thoughts come back and that hurts all over again, I still forgive them anyway. Because I'm not going to let the past hurt steal my present. I'm not going to let it steal my joy. I'm not going to be crucified between two thieves. Amen. Praise God. I love good quotes. Jimmy McGill wrote, "Do not give up. Your past is not a death sentence. Despite how bad your past may look." He wrote, "Criminal histories, diagnoses, mistakes and hurts. You are never too far gone to find your purpose and your pathway." Someone else said, "The present is what slips by while you're pondering or thinking about the past and worrying about the future." Amen. So, on the one side is the thief of the past. On the other side is the thief of the future. Man. Anybody know what it means to worry about the future? Fret about things? What's going to happen? What about this diagnosis? What about this financial situation? What about this problem in life? What about this and that? Yes, I think we are to be duly concerned. We are to be responsible. We don't wake up every day waiting for the apple to fall from the tree. Amen. We get up and go to work. We pay our bills. We take care of our families. We make plans for the future. But at the end of the day, we know that the future is in God's hands. We do our best, and we do our part, but you cannot control one thing about tomorrow before it ever gets here. Hallelujah. Anybody with me today? Hallelujah. I was in a small village in the western part of Suriname. And I was visiting with a pastor there. And they had cooked a meal that day. And I thought, well, they provided a meal today. I told the pastor, I said, look, I'll go down to a little shop. And you could buy little packets of frozen chicken.
puedes comprar unos paquetitos de pollo con
crema. Leg quarters. They may have come from Texas, who knows?
Tal vez vinieron de Texas, quién sabe.
They would get these, you know, big packs of frozen leg quarters.
Tal vez traigan unos pequeños paquetes.
And then they would divide them up. Maybe you could buy one leg quarter, two. You could buy, you know, they'd have little packs in the little shop there.
Pequeños paquetes de pollo.
I said, I'll go to the shop and buy some chicken that we can cook tomorrow.
Entonces voy a ir a la tienda para comprar pollo cocinado.
And he said, let tomorrow take care for himself. And I've never forgotten that. Let tomorrow take care for himself. We'll take care of that when we get there. Now, there's nothing wrong with making plans. There's nothing wrong with saving and looking forward to buying a house or take sending your kids to college. But when it comes to the future and things we cannot control, we cannot let that become a thief that would steal today from us. In Jesus' name. So whether it's the past or whether it's the future, we've got to learn to live for God today. Amen. Could you lift your hand right now? Let's just talk to the Lord for just a minute. In the name of Jesus. Huh? In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's pray for just a little bit. We need the Holy Ghost to minister to somebody here today. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Stand to your feet with me for just a minute, if you will. We need to reach out. We need to reach out to the Lord right now. Lord, we need your help right now. Hallelujah. We need your help right now, Lord. We need your help right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of past sins. Thank you, Lord, for hope for the future. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ah, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. Why don't you reach over and connect with somebody right now? Pray for one another. Lord, we need your help. Lord, we need your help. We're living in this real world, Lord. But we don't want to miss what you have for us today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Touch my brother. Touch my sister. Hallelujah, Lord. We need your help right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you, Lord God. Hallelujah, we magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I asked the question today, what are some of the things from the past that can bother us? Somebody talk to me. What are some things from the past that can bother us? Say it out loud. Foolish mistakes. Somebody else.
Errores tontos.
Something you didn't do. Should have done but didn't do. Yeah. Somebody else. Words. Things. Yeah, things that were done to you.
Cosas que te hicieron a ti, quizás.
Somebody else. Hurting somebody, yeah.
Herir a alguien muy mal.
All right. What are some things about the future?
¿Qué hay del futuro?
That can cause us to worry.
Que nos hace preocuparnos.
Become anxious.
Nos hace estar ansiosos.
Bills.
Las cuentas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eso es verdad.
What, I heard somebody else say something. Children.
Niños.
Future of your children.
El futuro de las niñas también.
Somebody else.
¿Y más?
Exams. Yeah, there you go. Spoken as a true student. Amen. Work.
Trabajo.
Decisions. Oh, boy, that weighs heavy, doesn't it? Did I make the right? Am I going to make the right decision? Finances. Our health. That's a big one. Now, you young people may not be worried about it, but when you just wait. You just wait. So we can see there's things on both sides of the spectrum. But there are two key words, I think, that help us. And by the way, experts say caffeine's bad for you. They say fat is bad for you. Sugar is bad for you. But don't worry, because that's bad for you too. So somebody that's really in this life with me, can I use this statement I read somewhere to help you and help me? Don't stumble over what's behind you. And don't fret about things you cannot change in the future. And there are two key words that will help us. And they both have to do with the past and the future. If it's concerning past mistakes or sins, whether your own or somebody else's, a key word is forgiveness.
Perdona.
We ask His forgiveness.
Pides por su perdón.
We receive it.
Lo recibimos.
By faith.
Por fe.
And we forgive others.
Y perdonamos a otros.
As He has forgiven us.
Como también nos perdonó a nosotros.
That's for the thief on the left side.
Eso para el ladrón del lado.
For the thief on the other side.
Pero el ladrón del lado
I think the key word.
La palabra clave es
is trust.
Confía.
Trust.
Confía.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Does this make any sense for anybody today? Amen. Somehow,
de alguna manera,
we've got to learn to do that.
Tenemos que aprender a hacer eso.
And so, the whole message today hinges on those two words.
Así que todo el mensaje termina en esas dos palabras.
Concerning the past. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Would you say it with me? All sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. And then if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So that's how we deal with the past. We get it under the blood. We pray. We ask God's forgiveness. We forgive those that have hurt us. And we leave it there. And on the other hand, we put our future into God's hands. And we trust Him to take care of us. Stand with me if you will. Philip, Peter says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Does that mean everything?
Eso se refiere a todo.
Casting all your care upon Him.
Poniendo todas tus cargas sobre
él. For He careth for you.
Porque él te lleva.
And Philippians 4:19, but my God.
Filipenses 4:19.
My God shall supply all your need.
Dios suplirá toda necesidad.
According to His riches in glory.
De acuerdo a todas sus riquezas.
Can we say amen to that today?
Amen.
And Paul wrote it this way, it's not as though I had already attained. or we're already perfect, but I follow after. Hallelujah. I've got a goal in mind. I want to stay in the race. Hallelujah. I follow after. Let me read this in the another version, just a little bit of clarity. It's not that I've already reached the goal or have already completed the course. I run to win that which Jesus Christ has already won for me. Anybody still in the race? What's past is past. What's in the future is in the future. But I'm going to stay in the race today. And when that thief on the left side tries to steal today from me, in the name of Jesus, that's under the blood. And when that thief on the right side tries to steal today from me, in the name of Jesus, I trust him to provide for my future. Hallelujah. He said, brothers and sisters, I can't consider myself a winner yet. This is what I do. I don't look back. I lengthen my stride. Why? I'm still in the race. I lengthen my stride and I run straight toward the goal. To win the prize. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody today, in the name of Jesus, stay in the race. Don't let the past get you. Don't let the future get you. But live for God every day. Hallelujah. I lived for God yesterday, but that's gone now. I'm going to live for God today. Tomorrow's not here yet, but when tomorrow becomes today, I want to live for God that day. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. I feel like when Brother Crosswhite called me and we got this set up, and I'm thinking, you know, you start praying, you start thinking, you start looking, thinking, what? And this is what I felt. So somebody today, listen to the word of the Lord. Amen. Don't be crucified between two thieves. I feel a need to pray. Does anybody feel a need to pray? Now listen. If you have sins that you have not got covered, you need to do that today. If you've never repented, or you may have repented, but you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus, the Bible says repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. You need to talk to Pastor Crosswhite today and say, Pastor, I've asked God to forgive me, but I need to get this under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. If you haven't done that, that's the top priority. Hallelujah. If you have done that and the devil's been tormenting your mind, you need to remind today it's under the blood. Hallelujah. If you're worried about the future, you need to be reminded today. In the name of Jesus, I can trust him. Let's pray right now in the name of the Lord. It's prayer time in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
You did not create me to worry.
Yes, it's prayer time. Come on, give it to the Lord today.
You did not create me to fear. You created me to worship daily. So I'm going to leave it all right here. You did not create me to worry. Create me to fear. You praise, my hands will raise, because I surrender. Your will is what's best for me. I worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. I bow before the King of Kings. My hands are raised because I surrender. Your will is what's best for me. Because you're Jehovah Jireh, I bow before the King of Kings.
I will trust.